We're ready.
I didn't have my
six.
I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Need to have a roll call.
Councilmember Deedy.
She has been excused.
Councilmember Morgan.
Here.
Councilmember Edelman. Councilmember Weber.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor.
Here.
Okay, I think I'll start out by, I sent out a couple of emails yesterday. One of them was from MRSC on what the budget rules were, on what council's position was on the budget. And I also sent out the violations and penalties of budget adoption. Did everybody get that? So, Erica, let's start with you, since you were at all of our work studies and have been to a couple of meetings. We had two public hearings where nobody got up and objected to the budget. So I would like to hear from you, Erica, what budget changes that you would like.
Well, one of the things that I really think that we need to do is that we need to fund the fire.
Okay.
So I thought about it. I've talked to some people.
And how? Where do you want the money to come from?
I haven't gotten into the funds themselves that far. I don't really know.
But this is what we're here to discuss tonight.
I understand. I understand that. And in order to make those decisions, I have some other questions about this budget.
I have trouble hearing you.
Some questions for me. Okay. You stated that the budget was a fund-level budget rather than a department-level budget?
I would say most cities in Washington State adopt at the fund level.
At the fund? Okay. Thank you. In your opinion, is this budget structurally balanced as defined by the government finance?
Absolutely.
So, yes. Yes. Are all capital expenditures for 2016 the same as the city's capital plan?
No, because we received new grants that were not in the capital plan. An example is Roberts Drive, where we got an additional $800,000. The capital plan is not really a budget document. It's a plan, and it was done 2 years ago.
So when new grants are received, then those things go on to the into the?
Yes. In the grant rules, you must have a budget to be able to spend the funds.
So, and then they would go into the funds, whatever fund it is. Huh?
Yes, it shows the grant, any matching money, and then the expenditures.
Okay, now, on my document page, I don't know if they're all page numbered the same. I had a little bit of trouble with that. But on my document page 77, there's a maintenance of facilities and equipment that reads, adequate maintenance and replacement of the city's...
Oh, 77.
I'm sorry. Adequate maintenance and replacement of city's facilities, equipment, and technology will be provided for in either the operating capital, in the operating or the capital budget as practical. These expenses will be forecasted in an equipment replacement fund operating budget. In your opinion, do we comply with that?
As we have the funds, we do. We can only budget the amount of money we have.
Get the funds. Yes. Okay. I may not have scrubbed this one out. So, I'm having a hard time understanding this page 14 in that the city has a financial management policy for So which government facilities' revenues pay for what expenses? And when I read this, it looks to me like property taxes, as they come in, are 100% going for public safety.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are?
Yes.
But isn't it true the property tax revenue isn't legally restricted to the support of public safety?
When we passed the excess bond issue, the money was pledged for public safety when we asked the voters to pass the excess bond issue.
The excess bond issue, but that isn't all the property tax revenue,
yes,
is it?
Yes, that raised the entire limit amount and pledged all the property tax.
All the property, that pledged all the property tax.
To public safety.
To public safety. Mm-hmm. Not just the levy.
No, not just, we raised the entire levy amount. And at that
That's
time.
Not what I'm asking. Okay. All what I mean, if I take what you're saying here, it doesn't. This I'm not asking about the levy. What I'm asking about is the whole property tax that you expect. 1.465.
Yes, that is all used for public safety.
It isn't legally restricted to that, but you say it is.
We'd have to go back and pull the bond issue back when it was
in the.
But that's what we use it for in the city.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. I'm just trying to understand how this works.
We get 100% of our money from the levy. 100% of property tax comes from a levy rate.
You only get the well. You know what? I think I don't understand this very well, and I think that's what my problem is. So the city only gets what the levy, the city levies.
Yes.
The city doesn't get any property tax except those levies that we pass.
Right. Okay. And the 1% that council authorizes each year.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to digest that a little bit. Write this a little bit better too, sorry. So on page 77 again. Says ongoing operating program costs will not exceed the amount of ongoing revenue to finance those costs. In your opinion, is this budget in compliance with that?
It's in compliance with MRSC and the state's definition of the funds available for the to balance your budget.
So where's that? Funds available?
Yes.
And then I have something called funds available.
Well, it's the your estimated beginning balance plus your revenue or the funds available to be appropriated.
So this year.
Right.
So those are my questions.
Well, I want to point out to you that if you want to fund the fire department, you have to tell me what funds are going to come. That's your responsibility. If you want this budget changed, you've been through two work studies and several finance committee meetings, and you never brought it up. There was not one person that testified from the citizens on our public hearing. If you want to fund the fire department, because that's the only thing that you have brought up that you have the ability to do, you have to tell me where that money's coming. Because we already have a balanced budget. We put $5,000 in for that study. The police chief Smith has told us that fire chief Smith has told us that we don't need that study now because we need to do a bond issue first and build a fire station. And that could take 2 to 3 years. So he says we've got $5,000 in that fund. If we continue to put $5,000 in that fund, we will eventually have enough money to do that study. Even though he told me yesterday he didn't really believe that we needed to do that study because May and Chief Barlow were on the same page about how where the money is.
Duly noted. Duly noted.
Okay. I have to have an answer from you. You have to decide where the money is going to come from. It's not duly noted. Where is the money going to come from? That's your job. My job is to present you with a balanced budget. Your job is to tell me, if you don't like this budget, where is the revenue going to come from to do what you want to do, and how much do you want to do?
It's not council's job to come up with the budget. It's council's job to pass it or reject it.
Yes, but if you're rejecting it, you have to come up with where you're going to get the funding to fund what you want to fund. I've already funded $5,000 for that study. I've figured out where to get the money out of the budget, and we worked on this, and all the staff worked on this. It's your job, if you don't like the budget, it's your job to tell me where that money's going to come from then, because we've got to change the budget.
Carol, is that correct?
Yes, she's correct. And on top of that, the council has an obligation and responsibility and duty under state law to pass the budget before the end of the year.
Right, and I understand.
Okay.
These are two of the other things that I sent that you didn't get in your email.
Okay.
So, Erica, do you have any decision on that? How much money do you want to put in the fire?
You can't just give me a duty when I'm looking at this right here. And I need to digest the answers to these other questions that I've had. And Mr. Weber has a few more questions that I am also interested in the answers to. And then I'll digest that and look it over and see what we can figure out.
Well, I'm just going to remind you, Erica, that you've been in this process all along. And you never brought up any of these things at any of our other meetings. This is not the time at the deadline of the budget to bring up all those questions that you could have brought up 6 months ago.
I'm just telling you that it's not appropriate for you to wait till the 11th hour and decide that you're going to bring up all these things when you've had many opportunities along the way to bring up these issues. Mr. Weber.
Okay, on page 10, on line 23, which is the total all funds, the beginning fund balance for, quote, all funds is projected to be $3,639,597, and the ending fund balance is projected to be $2,669,503. Does that mean that for 2016, the city's planning to spend $970,094 more than revenue?
It's defined in that one article. I don't know if you've got a copy of it, but I brought an extra copy. You start with beginning, you add your new revenue, and that's what you're eligible to spend. In each case, you have to look at.
In each fund, you have to look at why are you spending those monies. An example is in the sewer operating fund. Right now, council has chosen not to increase the sewer rates beyond the city share and the metro share and to pull down that fund balance each year so we don't have to tax the citizen at extra rates. In your capital funds, if you get a grant 1 year, it's available, it's cash, it's beginning fund balance, you carry it over to the next year and then you spend it and you don't have any fund balance. You'll notice in the capital, no matter what I show is the beginning, in almost all cases it shows zero ending because the purpose of a capital grant is not to save money but to use it to fund that project. So each fund, and you know, it would take a long time to go through every single fund, and you know, I'd be glad to have anybody come in my office at any time, and I will go through every single fund and show the details on every single fund and whether that included rates or why it was pulled down, what made up that beginning balance. We started October 1st in the process where the first responsibility I have is to look at every single fund and figure out how much is going to be left over at the end of the year, how much of that grant money is going to come in, how much are they going to spend, what will be ending, and then forecast that over to the beginning. That's how it describes it with MRSC, and that's the process I've used for 44 years now.
By the way, this is the only budget she's ever had turned down in the history of the life. Just one of the 44 years of doing budgets for City of Camp and Black Diamond. She's never had a budget turned down. It's not up to us to question the method. It's up to us to figure out what aren't we funding and what do we want funded if we didn't fund. That's what we're.
Anyway, I can go over the various, you know, any of the various ending fund balances, but it's a mechanical process you go through in every single case. And the general fund is your largest fund, your operating fund, where you do all the public safety, all of our governmental pretty much primary work. The goal of the auditors and the state and of our city has been to increase that fund balance every year from what it was budgeted from the year before. So you have to go to a different page to see that result, not on this summary ordinance kind of page.
Yeah. All right. So I'm trying to also understand how the unexpended appropriation balances, as defined in RCW 35-33-151, are budgeted. If I look at the 2015 ending fund balances for the various funds, how do I know how much of those funds are already committed to pay for materials and services that were not completed by the end of the year?
In the general fund, we don't carry anything over. The budgets all lapse. We take every line, there's probably 3,000 lines of revenue and 3,000 lines of expenditure. I look at every single line try to calculate what the ending cash balance will be. That carries over. You add your new budget, and then it's a mathematical equation. If you look and you see that beginning plus revenue equals all the money available minus the expenditures equals what is your ending for next year. I think that question almost pertained to 2015. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Instead of 2016.
Yes.
And I think the topic tonight is the 2016 budget.
Let's see. Within each department, the line item services is often a significant percentage of expenses. What is included in services, and how are these documented and budgeted, and why are all these expenses lumped all together instead of being budgeted?
We've taken this to council as long as I've worked here and as long as I've worked in Kent. At one time, I believe council in Kent, and referring back, printed out the line items, and it was about this high, and council simply couldn't go through this. I believe what happens is the mayor and the staff look at every single line of every single budget. Services, your power bill, your laundry bill, your printing bill, any taxes you have to pay. It's everything that we aren't doing ourselves or that isn't a supply. It's legal services. It's all the other lines other than office supplies and gasoline and a few commodities in supplies. So it's the majority of the budgets. And the departments present all that starting in August to the mayor. And the mayor and all the directors together reviewed all of each other's because we wanted to be very careful that we cut out anything and questioned anything that looked like it was increases. So that we were very careful. In some cases.
Okay.
Give it.
So basically.
So that would, for instance, on water, it's responsible for the operation of city springs and tanks and water treatment pump stations, water mains, fire hydrants, computers, monthly bill, water bill, monthly water bill revenue to pay for the operation of the system, water system. So those, it kind of gives you a laundry list of the types of services.
The list of the lump, right? The listing of the lump?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, that's, since we've been doing it this whole way, that's
and it's
kind of how we do it.
You know, I worked also, and work in Kent and Milton, and belong to, have been a budget reviewer at the national level, and that's, you know, just in kind of an accepted way, and why we have our door open to review at a lower level. If people want to come in and see what makes up all those numbers.
Okay. A few more here. So back on page 10,
mm-hmm.
line number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So on page 10, line 4, the fire impact fees show a beginning fund balance of $43,575. Is it true that if these funds are not spent within 6 years of collection, then they must be refunded with interest? Is that a true statement, or how does that
basically
work for
that's,
the CIP?
That's true.
The city can encumber them longer in case they find
And so, if the city makes the findings, and what's the process after that? Does it like go through? I mean, we have findings.
Right.
What do you do with findings?
Well,
or is
they
it just
are on file.
Okay.
You don't need to do anything more to make findings. If you'd like to look it up, it's in RCW 82-02-070.
Okay.
working on a plan for building a fire station or looking at the property to figure out where we're going to locate it. So if we're actually working on what those impact fees are for, that would be part of the findings.
Okay.
And we've collected 2 years, I believe. I think it started late one year, and we've got 2 years worth of. And we keep track of every single person, how much they paid and what they're. We report that annually.
Okay. Can you tell me why the city clerk is fully funded by the funding agreement? I guess I don't understand why the city doesn't have, even before the MPD.
That really isn't part of the budget that you have to do with. That really, we don't have anything to do with how and the paid. That's not anything that you have control over in this budget process.
But is that not part of the budget?
It's part of the budget, but it's being paid for 100% by MDAR, and we don't.
So we have no control over the funding agreement part of it. Has there ever been any audits specifically focused on the funding agreement?
Yes, we've had thorough audits on the funding agreement.
Is that from the state?
Yes, yes. State? Not only a regular audit, but special audits.
Just got one more question. Thanks for sticking it out. Can you explain in detail why there's a reduction in the MDRT operating budget of $242,346 as shown in the figure on page 17?
I could say that they gave us a wind down through March, and so we had 3 months worth of revenue last year that we're not going to receive in 2016.
That's what I had for questions.
So you
on
don't
that
have
part.
Any questions that told you that specifically relate to revenues or expenditures that you need, that you want changed? Because this is about, you didn't vote for the budget because you want to change.
And I also support adding more funding in for the fire annexation study.
Okay, how much? Where do you want to get the funding?
Well, I don't like to be greedy, but my understanding of it is that the annexation study is forecasted potentially at about 35 to 40,000.
No, it was originally estimated
at 25. And so the of that 25, the city pays half and the district pays half?
The fire department, no. The 25 would be our half, the fire.
Okay. Okay. So there's already 5,000 put in, so we would have to come up with 20,000.
Even though we don't need it for 2 or 3 years.
Right, but if it came along to where that happened, then it would be there. We didn't.
Well, the intent
if it's budgeted,
was
we don't have to spend it, right?
$5,000 a year until we got to the point where we had to spend it.
Okay. Well, I've heard you ask, where would the money come from? Well, according to the agenda bill, we're looking at almost $300,000 over the 10% that's recommended by city policy. So $20,000 out of almost $300,000, which is over the 10% already, could that not be used? And you would still have a balanced budget.
Part of that money is the Yarrow Bay portion that we really don't have access to. But there, yes, there is some. We have increased that. Like I said, the state auditors, and I'm going to a work session tomorrow where they're going to demo again that they're really pushing cities because several cities were close to going out of business because they didn't have adequate fund balance when they were hard times, and that they're really stressing that we continue to increase those fund balance. Last year we increased it by 100,000, and that was the goal this year.
So, do you have an idea how much that is untouchable of the RBA's portion of that?
Yes, if you go to page 12. The Yarrow Bay portion of the fund balance is $160,000.
Can I say something?
It's on line 63.
Since we've gone through all of these work studies and hashed over this budget multiple times over the last few months, the council agreed to add $5,000 in for 2016. That doesn't mean that we can't add more money as more money becomes available. We know we're not going to do the study in 2016. So it's not critical, I don't believe, that be fully funded in 2016. We're not going to spend the money. I think what we need to do is leave it at $5,000. If something arises, we need to maybe look at it in the future in 6 or 8 months or whatever. But I think maybe for 2017, let's go ahead and look at it again. Let's see what our financial situation is with the budget in the city. And if we have more cash available for the 2017 budget, maybe add it in then. But to add it in now when we know we're not going to be spending it next year, I don't understand the contract.
Discussion, right?
That's yeah, what we yeah, were doing. Yeah. So that's why I decided to pipe up now and let you guys do your thing. But it's also a piece of priorities in the city. What is our priority?
And we have something that issue came up yesterday. We need a new server. So if we set big money out of the reserve and find out that we need to spend $70,000 to $100,000 on the server, then we're taking $20,000 out of the budget that we can use to do something else that's going to be a priority next year. And we just found out about it. It's malfunctioned the last 2 times the power's gone. And we could do without a server.
There, And the reserves are for cash flow, they're for rainy day, they're for repairs and improvements. And that's, you know, why you're putting that money aside.
Okay, so if you want to talk rainy days, fire service, it's pouring. I have talked to the fire district, both the chief and the fire commissioners this week. And I'm sorry, I'm just hearing an entirely different story. I have not heard that it would not be beneficial to do the study now. It allows us to make good financial plans. It allows us to decide whether or not our suppositions and assumptions are correct or not. I have not heard anything to say that this cannot be going on at the same time or in concert with working on bonding for a fire station. I have gotten, so I had that conversation with the fire district. I have gotten input from the public that they do not want this to go unfunded. I do believe it's a priority. I don't believe it's a waste. I believe the information will be valid and useful and necessary, and I know that through terrible circumstances, we had savings in salary expenditure this last year, $40,000-$50,000 plus benefits, probably brought it up to 60 or 70. That was wages that did not come out of the general fund. So that is certainly more than enough. Otherwise, I'm willing to look at other budget categories, and there's other places as possible. But I just, at this point, after talking to the fire district and the public, I can't change my position.
That's, so you want to fully fund it at $25,000?
I do.
This has been a long, long, long haul for the fire department, and I think that it's really a benefit, more than one can see, for the citizens. I mean, that, your fire insurance is dependent upon on the response time.
Some doesn't have anything to do with response time or the fire department. It has a financial study to determine what we would have to do when we did the assumption if or when we did the assumption, it's to get a financial person in here and come in and do a financial report that tells us what would happen today when it's not going to happen today. So my objection to that is that the economy went down in 2008. In 2 or 3 years, we're going to see the economy jump again. And so it would be a moot point. It wouldn't make any sense to put that money aside when we won't be spending it, because the economy will have totally changed again.
Let me say something else too, if I can.
What we're talking about here is annexing into the district that we're currently paying for that service right now. We have a contract with them. That has no bearing on our deficiencies of firehouse and equipment. That's a separate issue. And that's something else that we as a council are going to have to start looking at in the next year or so, because we need to start planning how are we going to get that to, because we're not going to have another fire station. This is a current deficiency that we have. That study has nothing to do with fixing that.
So I think Janie, I think she's sort of straightening straightening two separate problems in my mind that were sort of convoluted. Do we have anything about working on the deficiencies?
We have $25,000 in there to do a study to find the place for the fire station and to figure out how to fund it. Right. And so we already have $25,000 for doing that.
So we have $25,000.
And then, yeah, we've had it in there for a long time. And that money is to just do a study to figure out what to do, where the fire station would go, and how much it would cost.
This
and
is the REIT money you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, that's the REIT money. So that money is already devised in the REIT money. And that would be to fund a study for the fire station. And the last fire ad hoc committee meeting that we had, we talked about that the next step, because they're not going to annex the city in unless we have another fire station. So the next step is for us to go out for a bond issue. In order to do a bond issue, we have to do advertising, we will have to do door knocking, everybody will have to be involved to educate the public that you want this bond issue, because now you will get a station in time. Once that happens and the bond issue passes, the station can't be built. I mean, won't be built in a year. It'll probably take 2 years to build. So that's now that's 4 years down the road. If we do a financial study today for $25,000, that financial, I mean, that, my background in finance, that financial study will not mean anything 4 years from now. That's where I'm looking at. We have $25,000 for the study for where it would be. The fire wants us to do a bond issue to build a fire station. That's what they want us to do next. There was an attorney present there that was going to write up the annexation, pre-annexation agreement, but he said the first step is to get the bond issue. Because they won't annex our city in if we don't have a fire station.
We have
to give them something.
He may have said it was a first step, but I can't believe that he would have said that has to be done before you go to the next step.
Well, that was what was in the meeting, and they don't do minutes until we have our next meeting, so I asked him if they had done the minutes yesterday, and he said no.
Okay. Well, I guess another way to look at it is Yarrow Bay, the MPDs, anybody that's going to do a development or make any significant changes, they've got to provide with studies. We've got studies from when the MPD was filed that mean nothing today, because they had to do the study and show us at least what kind of percentages, what kind of, at least a ballpark, at least to put a framework around it. Mm-hmm. So this is the same type of thing. You're never going to be able to do a study. Even if you wait to do a study, then you're not going to be able to act on it for a couple of years anyway. So you're always going to be lagging. You're always going to be behind your study. That's the way government is. And I say sooner is better than later.
I agree with Ron.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that's all right. That was, forgive me if I can, because I've been around this barn a number of times. Several years ago, we set that aside with the intent of using that for this study that we're arguing about. And I forget where the source was even. But then recently, we were told that because it was REIT money, that it has to be used for fixed asset improvements. And so that's why it kind of went off limits for this study.
Well, the basis for where that $25,000 came from is we got a grant that was on our capital improvement plan for a dock for the lake.
That's right.
And the council did not want to vote for the dock for the lake because they said we need funding for the fire department. So our city administrator at the time, Mark Hoffman, said, well, that makes sense. You can turn down a grant if you have something that is more critical to fund than a dock on Lake Sawyer. So he had the suggestion that we put $25,000 aside so that when it came time to do the study where the fire station was going to be located, that we would have the funds. So that's where those funds came from. So that was like 3 years ago.
And I recently all the documents.
So I have a question, maybe Carol can answer. As far as the fire impact fees, what are restrictions on that expenditure or on those funds? Is it available to be used for this type of a study?
No, those are capital.
Just capital. So that's kind of like the same thing with the REAP money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So will you be satisfied if we put $25,000 in that fund? Take it out of our fund balance. Will you vote on the budget if we do that? Mm-hmm. Brian?
I could seriously consider it.
You know what? I think we need a firm commitment tonight because this is going to come in front of the council next Thursday. We need to know tonight that this council is going to back this balanced budget. Not.
I can put another $20,000 in there. And that will be, and we can take the money out of our reserves.
Now we used to operate the last three years that I've been on the council with the idea of not using our reserves to fund things because we had been using our reserves to operate this government for the last few years. Fund balances were down in every single fund. Now that we are doing a little bit better, we have more revenue coming in. We've had the idea that we would move forward, we would only spend that that we need to spend, and that we would get our reserves back where they need to be. So now what you guys are saying is that you want to deplete our reserves by $20,000. For a study that we don't even know if we're going to do next year.
So over to page 12 on line 62, we're going to take line 62 down to 89,000. And that's if every single dollar of everything came in the way it was supposed to, because they're always still have.
I think this is a critical enough need that this is what the reserve is for.
So the ordinance that went out in the packet does not include that, so it will have to be the fund ordinance will have to be changed.
I just want to have a commitment from you. Is that the budget change that you want?
Yes.
Brian. Okay.
Yeah. I'll support it.
Okay, to me. Put $20,000. Take it out of reserve.
Aye.
Aye.